For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. I hope you're enjoying as we just got underway studying the book of James. Boy, I've got a little subtitle in my notes, and it's out of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. And I don't know why I wrote this. Either I got it out of a commentary or I'm feeling that exhortation from Paul when he said, "Let us go on to maturity." And surely the book of James is going to do just that. It's going to help us mature in our walk. The believers of the Jerusalem church were starting to go through severe persecution, brothers and sisters, so much to the point that they were fleeing the mother church. They were just running and being scattered abroad. In fact, the diaspora, the scattering of these saved Christians actually were broadening the church because they started preaching Jesus wherever they landed. So James is really giving an exhortation, and I think you're going to love this because I have really gleaned from it. But he opens the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2, "Consider it holy joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort, or you fall into various temptations." The word "consider" there, you'll see in another version it'll say "count." It's actually an accounting term, and it literally means when you add it all up, talking about trials, talking about various temptations, when you add it all up and you look at the result, that's when you're going to be able to count it all joy. Okay, I've got your interest. See, this is good. So you're saying, okay, well, what's the result? I'm so glad you asked. Knowing that the testings, see, the trials, temptations, the testing of your faith is going to produce something. It's going to produce something called endurance. Another word, patience, perseverance. You know why that is critical? What is endurance? Endurance is the ability to stand through any trial, present or in your future, without wavering. This gets very important because, again, now think about our text. These Christians were getting persecuted. James is saying, hang in there. You're going on to maturity. Count it a joy, brother, when you're enveloped in these. Because it's going to produce something in you as you stay in there and through Christ make it through. It's going to produce endurance. Endurance is not passive. Endurance is not que sera. Endurance is through Christ staying strong. It's very active. It's tenacity. It's being faithful. And then that faith, it's using your faith, turns into faithfulness. It's God-given, and it is needed to be built like muscles to handle adversity. Why do you need it? I'm going to give you two reasons what endurance will do, and it increases in strength. If you go through something one time, okay, and you made it through, you're kind of stronger when you come out, aren't you? Think about when something persistently happens, and you're persistently going to Christ. You're persistently looking at the Word of God. You're persistently saying, "I shall not be moved. My God is greater." What's happening? You're getting stronger. Endurance is increasing. You're exercising that endurance. You know what's going to continue then? When another trial hits, your ability, here's a number one, two things about endurance. Number one, your ability to remain the same, not lose your cool, not fly off the handle. Your ability to remain the same, to keep your head and your heart, will constantly increase. People will look at you and go, "Why aren't you all whacked out and nervous and biting your nails and having a panic attack?" You know why? Man, you've been exercising your faith through the trials. You've been enduring. You've been getting strong like a muscle in this. Your ability to remain the same is happening. It's strong. Second reason why endurance is important: while you're enduring, you're allowing God to make positive change in you. Two things about counting it all joy: endurance is being built. Now make sure you continue to join with me and go to the website for sign up for this class. We begin September 10th on the book of James. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.